Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the show yet again. Last Thursday of the year, last episode of the year. My God, we're not even doing it in, we're not doing it back home. Well, we're doing it back home, but we're not doing it in Brooklyn. We're back in Rhode Island one last time. Seems like this is going to have to be the trend going forward. As far as the holidays go, when they roll around, I just got to work with Raph.
That's not a bad alternative.
No, it's fantastic.
Thank you for having me again. For the fourth?
For the 18th time. Who knows?
For the 18th time.
I've been on a lot even before this.
Okay, that's fun. yeah, you're back to the shit show. I said it for you.
Back to the dump.
Yeah, the dump.
I have to explain. I feel like maybe I've said it on here before, but what? To me, every place that's not like a mountain or a river, or I don't know, something naturally beautiful, I consider it a dump.
That's true.
Most of the time.
No, I agree with you. I see it the way you see it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the way I think of it, it's the further away we are from nature, the more of a dump it is. The
more of a dump. That's right.
The more backwards we're heading.
You can't look. If you're at the top of a mountain, you look around, you're like, this isn't a dump. That's like intuitive.
It's crazy how someone sees that and they're like, ah, let me put some pavement over it.
Hell yeah.
And remove some trees.
Some guy with a big cigar.
But I'm going to add my own grass.
He's like, this place, this looks good for a mall.
Yeah. First, you got to think of stuff to sell.
Call Tommy. Call Tommy. Let him know I want to put a mall here. At the top of this mountain.
At the top?
At the top of this mountain, we're going to put a massive mall. $50 million project.
You know, it's funny you mention it. I think one day they're just going to put some buildings on a mountain. They do it in, Greece? Italy?
Well, I mean, they have homes in like cliff sides. It's crazy.
Oh, cliff sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there's people who have homes in mountains, but think about it. If you put a mall on top of a mountain, you'd have to fund the roads to it as well. Like if it was just a mountain.
True.
Unless you had mad bread and you just leveled the whole mountain. You get to the top and you're like, you just see dollar signs. All right, Thompson.
You would be the first to think that.
Call the accountant. Take out these fucking mountains.
Yeah, you see this national treasure here?
We're going to demolish it. We're going to build a new government building people can stand in and be racist all day.
What they'll probably do is, like, to preserve nature, we'll be the only walking-only store in America.
Yeah.
You can't build roads. Cars. You just have to hike up it.
That'll get a demographic for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Stupid like, white people.
Like an REI store.
Yeah.
In the middle of the mountain.
Well, I mean, at the top of these mountains, there's always like a store. Like you've done Mount Washington. At the top, there's like a store. There's like a lodge.
Yeah, once it flattens out, that's when it's perfect to
you put a little something up there.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which has a lot of, that building alone has a lot of history. I think it's like 80 years old or something. Some old age. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
It's good for the views. You've been up it, no?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You go in there and there's a whole exhibit on how they killed Native Americans. No, that's not true.
Oh, whoops. You mean they were up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder.
Before they put the building.
Who was the first person to like create a trail for a mountain?
Yeah, right.
Or has it always been?
So many people have walked on those trails.
Because before, I would imagine like someone looked at a mountain and think, this is not inhabitable. I can't go up there and there's no point. And it was probably like really, really crowded with trees and stuff. So, and like who wants to build land even today? Well, at least we're smart in that way. We don't want to build land on something that's like on a hill.
Mm.
So they probably look at that like, no, the flat land is better. Yeah. And then someone decided,
let's see what's up there.
Chop.
Yeah, those trails are so old. They were made when people had nothing else to do. You know,
and it's,
they're like, let's see what's at. Let's see what's up in them there mountain hills. Yeah. And they just fucking hack things away with a dog.
I like to imagine it was a guy who ran away, who was an outlaw and committed a bunch of murders. He's just a serial killer.
Sure.
And just like, but I really like hiking.
Yeah.
And just turned his life around and made it up for the universe.
Yeah. Even the police were like, wait, you're the hiking guy. You're the guy that was on Ellen.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
That was me. Wait, but you did this too?
Did what?
What?
Allegedly.
Why am I at your house?
Allegedly. But look at the mountain. Look what I did to the mountain.
You're so inspirational. My kids love you.
Please, I'm not no role model. I just want to live my life, you know, humbly.
You murdered 10 women? What? I mean,
26, but it was.
If you take a picture with me,
all is forgiven.
It'll be, you know, I could say I didn't find you.
You're a fucking liar.
Just take a picture with me. For my family. Take a video. Take a video for my wife. She loves you. Yeah. Come fuck my wife. Come on.
Bring her over here.
I want you to come fuck my wife. And then I won't tell the police. The police officer, I won't tell my chief that I found you.
What is that called when someone allows you? Yeah.
He's a cuck. Police officer is a straight cuck for this guy.
That's got to be the luckiest serial killer ever.
He gets to bang that guy's wife.
Gets away. Killer. Kills a bunch of people, a bunch of women. Well, I'm not saying it's good, but it's like good for him.
Lucky. You got lucky.
You're like, yeah. He made it. He made it out without getting caught.
Yeah.
And
then he's like,
find some guy who's actually nice enough to. He like continues his dream.
Yeah. Yeah. He helps him. He's like, hey, man, just come bang my wife. And then I'll leave the room. And whatever happens after that, hey.
Yeah.
The guy just kills that woman. And then he skirts out the window.
He knew.
Hikes up another mountain.
Husband knew.
Ends up on another local morning show. People love him in the town. He goes to some buttfuck town.
Moves west to make some more trails in Utah.
Yeah, he goes to Utah.
He's like, this is all I know. I just know how to kill and build trails.
Yeah, the government gives him a stipend. After it's like a national park trail.
He's the only, yeah.
Nobody recognizes his face from
he
anywhere.
He just wants to be left alone drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And fucking wives.
Fucking and killing women. Let's
not forget that.
What's better than that?
Yeah. There's a cuck subreddit for him.
Oh,
under
hell
his
yeah.
name.
That's one I try not to get involved in.
Reddit. Why not?
I feel like that is like wormhole central or black hole. You just go into deep dives and you end up talking to crazy people and arguing. And that's all I've ever heard.
You've done that? Oh,
people talk about Reddit.
You don't have an account though.
I have an account, but I don't really go on.
Yeah. I wonder
what involved.
What creates the perfect, like, I don't want to call it algorithm, but perfect website to be a rabbit hole. Like website,
it like would probably YouTube. Be something like Reddit.
Yeah, because now I'm on Twitter. It's for the same reason I didn't want to use Twitter because I heard it was a cesspool for the worst types of people. And I read the comments, and it's like just there are some racist people just feel comfortable. So there'll be like a bunch of black people fighting, right? And I'm just like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
you know, stop fighting. And then there's some people. What do you expect from those kinds of people?
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? People are just saying that shit out here and not getting reprimanded or anything. But
yeah,
I feel like Twitter is like that. Twitter is a perfect place to get into a rabbit hole.
Well,
but
Twitter,
we'll talk about Reddit.
Well, wait, I wanted to say something about Twitter. Twitter was
or X.
Twitter now is even more so the Wild West.
Yeah,
because Twitter was created. I forget the guy who had it before, but it was created to not be censored, to kind of fight against censorship or whatever. And when Elon got it, he did it even more so. So now you can, like you're saying, anybody could say anything, which I'm for.
Ooh.
I'm not for racism and bigotry or any of that.
Yeah.
However, I don't like the idea of not allowing people to say things.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree.
Racism's bad, obviously.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff, bad. All the other isms are bad. But people are going to say it anyway. All that's changed is that now we can read it and it's there forever. And now you can say something back to them without being in the same room. So it's amplified now.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like, I don't think it can get out of control. I think it is really nice to respect people's free speech. And I think for Twitter to do that,
good on.
I was like, that shit's hard. Because I remember the internet before, early on, there was a lot of wild, wild west type of stuff. Like, there were websites that were just showing all sorts of things. And now, even when I ask ChatGPT or like an AI chatbot, which I don't know if you've used since the last time we talked about it.
No, not since the last
time. You son of a bitch.
No, I did ask my Snapchat AI.
Yeah.
I have one. I asked it.
Out of all people, Snapchat.
I asked it if the Holocaust happened. And it was like, we can't... You can't answer something like
you
this.
You see?
And then I said, so are you saying yes or no? Are you denying that it happened? Like,
yeah, right. Because it knows all the facts.
Yeah.
It just won't tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I'll ask it like a, like anything with the word sex in it. It'd just be informational. And it won't know how to answer. Like, it'll say, oh, this question might violate our policy or our guidelines. And it's like, wow, you can't. And it sometimes won't even answer you.
Mm.
Yeah, it won't even. It's like, maybe you should watch out how you may say things to people. It'll give you an opinion. An AI will give you
right.
What you should think.
A human-based opinion.
Yeah. And I ask it, like, does it have emotions and stuff? And it says it doesn't. But the way it talks, it sure sounds like it does sometimes. It's like a person. Like, it treats you like a person. Instead of a true robot, it's just... answers it no matter how vulgar, no matter how you know.
Okay. Gotcha. So it tries to like
it censors
tell
itself.
You're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, it'll stop you from. And
well, eventually, I'm sure there'll be ones that are they'll answer anything and everything.
I hope so, because I feel like the early internet, if the AI was there, it would just answer anything because it's like no, the censorship was different. At least I feel I have no.
But at the same time, back in those days, there were like, I mean, you could go to a specific website and see awful shit like bestgore.com.
Yeah, that's one of them I'm talking about.
But outside of that, there was like 6 or 7 videos that you had to just look up. Two Girls, One Cup, Pain Olympics, the one where they rip their balls out and shit. It's terrible.
Oh, I heard that was fake.
That one might be fake. But what's the other one? Mr. Hands. Mr. Hands, you know that one.
The playing with like the knife?
No.
Can some of the stuff even be?
He gets fucked in his ass by a horse.
Oh, no.
And it kills him.
No.
Yeah. Mr. Hands.
It really did.
Yeah.
You saw it?
A long time ago.
It killed him right there?
I don't know if it killed him right there.
Holy
but he just smokes. Bends over and gets fucked by a horse. Those were the early days of the internet. That's what people thought the internet was going to be. End at. They're like, this is the peak. Who thought this was a good idea? People were getting fucked by horses for centuries, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Fucking horses, getting fucked by horses, and nobody else saw it except for them and maybe their family. For, you know,
I agree, the cousins.
Entertainment. Yeah. Holidays just rolled around. Maybe you bring everyone out to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And you let, you know, old red fur fuck you in the ass in front of your family.
He's
like, come on, Dad. Remember last year you let him bang you in the ass?
We want to watch it again.
It's Christmas. Go out there.
Perform. We want to see it.
Go out there and get fucked in your ass by your horse.
And jerk it off a little bit. We want to watch that too.
Yeah, you're the only one in the county that can still do it.
I don't know what you'd be doing with the balls, but it just works.
Grandpa
gets them all hard.
Back in my day, all men could get fucked in their ass by a horse. Go back in the house and love their wives after it, too. Now these boys today, they're soft. They can't get fucked by horses.
They can't get hard to their women after fucking a horse.
Oh, dude, that would tear you apart. Yeah. But anyway.
And then those people found accounts and uploaded shit onto the internet.
Exactly.
Those are them people that we're talking about.
As time went on. But my initial point was that now you can see on places like Twitter and Reddit and even on Instagram, you can see horrible things happening to people.
Yeah.
Kind of with more access. So have we gotten more censored? Or has there just been an influx of so many more horrific videos over time that now they're trying to catch up with the censoring part?
Hmm.
I wonder, because, I mean, you could go on Instagram and see car crashes and fucking
Instagram, yeah.
Crazy shit. People getting macheted in the side of the head.
Holy, yeah.
You know.
On Instagram?
A fat lady falling after she just got all of her food.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting. So sad.
I'd rather watch a man get beheaded, honestly. But Instagram,
some big woman like just tripping, holding like fucking big KFC buckets.
I feel like those are the ones that are safer for people to watch, so they just turn them into memes.
Yeah.
Those get filtered into like the good part of Instagram. But for me, it's harder to find something like that on Instagram. Twitter, it's just like
Twitter.
There's pages dedicated to that shit.
Yeah. A lot of porn on Twitter.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Which I do have to appreciate how open Instagram is to Twitter is.
Yeah,
to here, you want to find that? Sure, it's here.
And having it be such a major company. Like Reddit's big, but it's not big like Twitter or X, whatever.
Yeah. It's not as big?
No, not at all. I don't think Reddit is a publicly traded company. It's not on the stock market. X is.
Oh, Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So back to what you were saying, too, is why don't you like making being a user in Reddit?
I mean, it's just another fucking distraction. I've already said it. I don't like social media at all, but it's a place that for the endeavors that I am attempting, I need to use it.
Right.
Because it's a place to display whatever the fuck you're making or creating or whatever bullshit that I have to say to justify using it.
What are the people on in New York, what are they saying? What do they use? They're just like us Rhode Islanders. They'll just do the same.
Some of them are very dedicated to the social media aspect.
Holy shit. Like you've never seen here in Rhode Island or in Connecticut.
Yeah. Like I met this.
I think that's cool.
I met Kosha Dills. He was on Wild and Out for a couple seasons. But I met him, and for the 15 minutes that I met him, mm-hmm. probably 10 of those minutes spread out, he was on his phone recording something, sharing something, contacting somebody, like just going in between. I'm like, yeah, so blah, blah, blah. I saw he had cauliflower ear, so I was like, oh, do you grapple or whatever? He's like, oh, I used to wrestle.
Mm.
Then bang, back to his phone, blah, 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 on Instagram.
Oh,
saying, look at this, showing me stuff that he's done. He's like, this got fucking 100,000 views. Fucking blah, blah, blah.
And
some of them take it very seriously.
And it's just like a normal dude who is also making it and well known.
Well, he's an entertainer. He's got an actual career doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And part of it is being on Instagram.
How'd you even get to have an interview with him or just talk to him? I don't know what that was.
So that guy, Jeff, that I work with.
Yeah.
He was in a short film. And and so is this guy,
mm-hmm.
Kosha.
You done with the short film?
I went to it, to the filming.
Yep.
And that was the end of it.
Okay.
But he was there and I met him there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
Some people are very into that. But then you see some people that they have one video that got 3 million views. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them have like, you know, I don't know, still good, but not 3 million.
The same person, but their other videos. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so tough. It rewards virality, but not like consistent. Like if you got one funny thing, that's kind of what you'll be known for. And then the world will just forget you. But it doesn't like build, unless you can do that again consistently. That's why those people that I feel do better in Instagram are the ones that slowly get their, they get like their, they.
It's like an organic audience.
Yeah, they get their bearings and they consistently make product that like they themselves grow in, versus like someone who just did that one thing one time and then I noticed a lot that with pages like that, they'll like make something that goes viral, and then a lot of their content following up looks like that. Mm. It's like, oh, this is what people want to see, so just get like five versions of that.
Right.
Like if it was one song that went viral and I did this move, they'll just do that again with another song or a different location. Like it changes, but it's the same idea, versus someone who like actually creates content and then like
takes time notes to get an audience
and then changes things. And,
yeah.
And then that grows. And then it's like, oh, I've been liking your stuff. And then boom, it's just that. And then it just happens that like making it in real life, like opportunity meets like skill meets luck or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You got lucky on top of like being good at what you do.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's, I forget the exact words of what you're saying, but it's basically luck. You get more lucky if you're doing whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
Like you get in more positions to get luck. I get what you're saying. Also, but music for sure has benefited from viral shit like that. Like songs that end up being TikTok dances.
Mm-hmm.
Those blow up even more so. There's plenty of songs that I've heard on an Instagram video and I'm like, that's a dope song and I'll download it.
Yeah. There's some songs like that too.
Music for sure.
Yeah, those will change somebody's life. Those are songs that I hear on like Walmart or like a CVS somewhere.
Dude, that song
I wasn't
that
expecting. It
Nicki
just
Minaj, that new Nicki Minaj song on every fucking...
With Drake?
No, it's only her. High heels on my tippies. Doe saying Gabbana, that's on my titties. Blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go off, Antonio.
What is it? Fuck the club up. That's what it's called.
No, where is it?
Yeah, FTCU. Fuck the club.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of another song. Fuck the club up.
I think that's how it starts.
By Lil Jon or something.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Fuck the club.
Yeah.
I don't know the acronyms on that. I heard of it.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, did that one go viral through TikTok?
Or the other one with the ceiling fan challenge, where the girls would like put the
shake their ass from the top. Yeah, I love those.
That song.
Oh.
Anytime they become a challenge or some shit like that, that's a way to blow it up.
I know. That, it was harder before. It's like slightly less harder now, but I feel like everyone wants that.
Well, I think it was Led Zeppelin. So it was something on Led Zeppelin I read or watched. I don't remember. Might have been somebody told it to me. That when they were famous in the early 70s, the amount of advertising that it took to get somebody to buy something, say their album, was 7 times. That's all it took. If they were able to get 7 advertisements in front of you, then there was a good chance that you're like, I'm going to buy the Led Zeppelin album. Nowadays, we are so constantly inundated by so many different things to buy and ads and everything, you got to get hit with it way more times, which makes it even harder for a small person or a person just starting out, whatever they're doing on Instagram or music or art or whatever the fuck it is, building a business. It makes it that much harder.
Yeah. I think of when I'm hungry and I see like a Taco Bell advertisement or whatever, I'm like, that's different to me because that's like years of advertisements.
It's just ingrained.
Yeah, but someone who is trying to sell me something on TikTok, I mean, God, there's thousands. There's literally a tab for shopping on TikTok. This is just TikTok alone. So just that's kind of like where people are hovering to. That's new, but like how do you? Yeah, how I mean, I have bought stuff. Like I have a backpack that I spent $400 on. That's good quality, and I know I'm gonna have forever. That a YouTuber. It's a camera backpack, and I've been having it for almost 2 years. I bought it from this brand Nomadic. And they collaborated with Matt McKinnon, which is he's like a photographer. Yeah, a photographer on YouTube.
Right.
And I started watching his videos and then I received like a lot of information from him and a lot of like things that I take to this day. It's like I felt appreciated that he invested all this time and I feel like I got a lot from him. So I'm like, of course, I'll trust anything that you try to sell me one thing. Sure, I'll buy it. I trust you. Mm-hmm. Or other YouTubers who, not personally me, but other people would be like, yeah, I'm selling this merch. I'd appreciate if you spend $25 on me. You'd be like, yeah, you've entertained me this long. That which is kind of like what I said earlier, that's like a more like consistent, slow.
Yeah, that's like an endorsement.
Making sense here?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it totally makes sense. It's like an endorsement. Yeah. You trust that guy. It's like fucking Tom Brady starts buying a certain grill or something. He's like an advertiser for Weber Grills. What a fall from grace that would be.
Damn.
Tom Brady's selling grills. What happened?
What the fuck? Oh,
come on, Tom.
Damn, that
that would blow.
He should make a grill as sharp as his jawline.
Yeah, he's just ragged. Whatever the fuck he did, he fell off after football.
I can't wait for this to happen.
He's got gray hair and baggy eyes. He's like, hey, guys, remember me?
And they just play a montage of his best plays.
I was the best ever. He's just fucked
I'm
up.
The GOAT Tom Brady.
He's on pills. At the recording,
we're gonna wait for you to sober up first.
Hey,
we're gonna booked a motel for you. You can stay at for a couple of nights until you feel better.
We're doing this tonight.
Wait. Trust us.
Do you guys know who I am?
Of course we do, Brady. Mr. Brady.
I'm worth more than your life.
We have deleted
seven times.
All right,
seven rings. All right. Is it all seven?
Right. Come over here.
Seven.
Get someone help.
Anybody got a beer?
Take him to his room.
Come on. Anybody got a beer? Look at this grill.
Yes.
Look at this grill. Buy this grill. His voice is completely changed.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He's like, buy the grill. Come on.
He's fat. He's gained 120 pounds.
Guys, I'm itching.
He's a shadow of what he used to be.
But it's still Tom Brady, so you buy it.
Yeah, you're like, of course. Oh, man, are we cool kidding? I watched that commercial. Shit. I'll talk about it with my family. Do you know who that guy used to be?
Yeah, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, let's get the family around. Hey, come on, family. The Tom Brady grill commercial's on again.
Remember when he used to be so good? Look at him now.
I will skip getting YouTube Premium just for the possibility of watching that as an ad YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to look forward to that. There it is. Yes. I'm not skipping.
Tom Brady on pills, selling grills.
Pills on grills.
That's right.
That's what it's called.
Or he's selling grills for your teeth. He's like, come on,
I would buy that.
He just spent mad time in Atlanta.
It's just seven of them because for each ring, it's like just gold.
Come on, player. You want some gold in your mouth?
Player. Oh, what happened to you?
You want some gold in your mouth? He just completely changed.
He's just spending all this time with black people.
He's got
just
face tats. Tom Brady. Anyway.
Oh, man. Speaking of face tats, the Island Boys, have you seen?
What's up with them?
Yeah. No, I just saw this stupid ass. They just look sus, but Yeah, we'll get
they
into that.
They fuck each other, right?
Yeah, they like they've kissed each other and
well, they're brothers, aren't they?
Yeah,
still weird.
Yeah, exactly.
It is weird.
And now one of them has no hair, and then the other one kind of has like medium sized hair.
Yeah,
so they're distinct now, so I could tell them apart now.
Damn.
So I will be able to tell you who's gayer than the other.
I can't wait to tell my kids about them. Forget Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Tom Brady. He's done nothing compared to the Island Buzz.
The Island Buzz.
I'm an island. See, that's exactly it. They got famous off of that one video.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stupid
all right, that,
nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's Island Buzz.
I don't know how
and
that
then everyone was making videos, and then they got famous, and then now they're on drugs.
There are some What's people that are that? Really good at riding that wave.
Yeah.
I got to admit that.
Yeah.
They're on drugs. For sure.
What's better than that?
Yeah, nothing.
They get a little money. They get a manager. The manager bleeds them dry.
Of course, because he's in it for the money himself.
The money too.
You think he cares about the Island Buzz.
And these guys didn't expect to get famous, and now they have to go places and make appearances, and they're getting a lot of money for it.
Yep.
And they don't know how to act because they didn't come from anything.
No.
So they were just thrown. It's like if someone took one of us and just dropped us off in a rainforest.
Oh,
it's very
that's
similar.
Good. That's a really good analogy right? there.
Just go ahead and figure it out.
And the
in this wild world.
And the rainforest animals are just watching us trying to survive. And we're freaked out.
Yep.
We're trying to make it work.
That's why the slow burn, like you were mentioning, is the better way.
Yeah, imagine I learned about the rainforest and how to live and how to be a, what do you call that?
Nomadic. Person who,
huh?
Nomadic. Yeah. Tribal.
Yeah. A survivalist?
Survivalist.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit about that because I never know if that might happen. The more the older I get, the more I want to be around nature.
Yeah,
that's just a thing for me that I want to make sure. I'm happier overall when I'm as I should be. That's kind of how I'm biologically wired. But if I'm going to spend more time in nature, I got to know how to live within those elements. So,
have you watched the show Alone?
Alone? Not by myself. Should I say not alone?
Good Lord.
Man, I love those
this
jokes.
This guy's a joker. He's a joker, isn't he?
Yes. I had a joke or two once in my
life. Pass me those cigarettes, darling. Come over here so I can slap you.
Sit
come here, woman. I want to hit
Sit
you.
On my lap. This here is my wife of 13 years.
You know the Sean Connery video?
Tell him, huh?
that Sean Connery video? So he's getting interviewed by Barbara Walters or whatever, and she brings up something he said, where he's like, sometimes you like to slap a woman, huh? You like slapping women? And he's like, well, sometimes you have to, sometimes.
Yeah.
If it warrants it, sometimes the situation warrants it. And she's like, well, what would warrant it? He's like, well, sometimes you get into an argument, and you get into a very provocative situation. And they want the last word, and they give them the last word. But they want to say it again. You have to
you have to
give them a slap.
Sean Connery really said that?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
He was a bad motherfucker in those days.
Yeah. They don't make them like that. They really don't.
Slapping women. But he was James Bond. He could do what he wanted. That's the thing.
Also true.
James Bond, I don't know when that interview was. It was probably the 80s, early 90s or something, but even still, he was the first James Bond. You know how many women James Bond has slept with over time? Just in the movie.
That one?
No. Like the character, James Bond, from when they started making him.
Yeah.
Dude,
there's at least one. There's been like, what, 20 movies?
Probably, yeah.
Can you name three?
From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, and...
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Isn't there Quantum something?
Quantum Solace?
Is that what it is?
Solace of Quantum?
I'm trying to... Casino Royale.
Quantum Physics.
Casino Royale, is that one?
Casino Royale,
that's like
yes.
one of the newer ones.
With cheese.
Yeah, Royale with cheese, that's right.
Casino Royale with cheese.
Where's that one from? Pulp Fiction, right?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's only making one more movie?
No.
Quentin Tarantino.
Damn.
Supposedly he's working on it.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, I think it, when I watched his Wikipedia page, it named the upcoming film. I just think it said like Quentin Tarantino upcoming film.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it had a title already.
Maybe.
His titles are interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I think the first one, not Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs.
That was great.
Yeah, that was an indie film, I believe.
Yeah. He only had, I think, $1 million budget, which Damn. Is why most of it took place in that
one location. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's cool. I like movies like that. Because for me, I can follow the with my attention. Mm-hmm. It's easier in my brain if you give me like three or four spots in the movie. Where if you start doing too much, like Game of Thrones, it's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Of I can't name you stuff. There's just too much going on.
Right.
You're switching between all these places and all these names and people. If you give me, like a movie is like 1 hour and 45 minutes long. I don't need to know this much in that much amount of time.
That's how I feel about Boardwalk Empire. I've been watching Boardwalk Empire and it's fucking scene. It changes a lot.
Can't keep up.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. It's really racist too, the show.
Oh, shit.
But like everybody being racist to each other. Like black people being racist to other black people. White people being racist to other white people.
We need to stop this.
Yeah.
How are you going to stop it?
Yeah. I don't know if I can. I love doing it so much.
Racism rules.
Oh, man. I just cut that part. Send that to your boss.
Yeah. Racism rules.
I'm going to call out.
Yeah.
I actually got Saturday off. I'm glad.
Nice.
God,
what's the plan? What's the plan for the new year? You got anything?
So, yeah, because I worked Monday, right?
Yeah.
No. Actually, because the 24th is a holiday, considered a holiday as well, I work that day usually. So they moved me to Saturday so that I still work my regular 4 days a week.
Nice.
Sounds confusing, I know. But I'm like, I have an extra vacation day that I can use. Not vacation day. It's called personal day.
Mm.
And I have 3 a year that I could use at any given time.
Beautiful.
I had one left. I'm going to use it. I'm going to bank it on the 30th.
Hell
of
yeah.
Course.
Oh, yeah.
One of the last days of the year. Why not?
Go bananas.
Yeah, I went bananas. I went ham. I went cold turkey.
All kind of food.
So I'm going to be free on Saturday now. And I had to work.
You hear that, but ladies?
I'm excited. That's what's going on. So, ladies, if you're listening to this by Saturday, hit a brother up.
And you like doing puzzles. If you doing puzzles of trains... Oh, your cat. If you like doing different puzzles of trains and meadows.
Yeah, that's me.
He's
totally
free on Saturday.
The higher the pieces, the better fun we have. The better chance of you getting laid, okay?
7,000 pieces.
7,000 pieces. But we only need 2 for chemistry. You feel me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Pieces. Yeah, get that ass on here. Bring your wives, you cucks. That's what's going on Saturday. Long story, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Sunday,
but for the new year.
Yeah,
you have
right.
any big plans?
Right.
Are you
right,
going
right,
on vacation? Right. Are you starting something new?
Hell no.
Are you killing some people.
I'm gonna start off the new year by getting myself ready to serve 25 years in prison.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. This freedom thing is getting overrated. Yeah. Too much going on. I feel like without Instagram, I can't force myself to not have social media. Like I just can't do it. I'm not disciplined enough. So I feel
so
like
just go just to jail.
Serve some time in prison. It'll be a lot easier if they just take my phone, my freedom, my ability for any social media use. It'd be the safest. So I'm just
It's like
I haven't
going
thought
to jail for drugs.
What?
It's like going to jail for drugs and you just...
Yeah, yeah.
You just go through withdrawals in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have no way out.
Overdose.
But 25 years? That's a long time. That's
25
what you think
years.
It's when you come out in 25 years, there'll be some new technology. Imagine if you came out now.
Right.
And you
oh
went to jail
God.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's what I wonder for people who...
You can buy weed at the store?
Yeah. Wait, weed is delivered to your house? What?
Yeah.
Whoa, the world really has changed. As I try to forget about my murder 25 years ago.
Sorry, miss. I'm not a miss. I'm a zer.
Huh? What? Too much is going on. I can't survive this world. Kill somebody else. Go back to prison.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Oh, we have?
About people going back to jail for fucking...
For fucking.
Turducken. I haven't had a phone since Christmas Eve. And I won't have one till Friday when I go back to New York.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Do the people in the podcast know what went on?
No, nobody knows.
Please tell us. Let this be ingrained in history forever.
This story, all right?
Ingrained, engraved.
This is a story. This is a Christmas miracle. It's a beautiful Christmas story.
Where the birds and...
Yeah, this should be adopted into a play. I'm going to write this into a play. It was a cold night, the eve before Christmas Eve. Our young fellow Antonio was meeting a lovely lady that he met on a horny dating app called Field. Have you heard of Field?
No.
Yeah, it's like
I have actually, but I haven't used it.
Yeah, have those of you heard of Field?
I thought that was
a dating app. It's a dating app if you want to find whores. If you want to go on there and find whores, you go there. Not ones that you pay for, not actual whores.
Oh,
it's like a kinky dating app.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And it's spelled like F-E-E-L-D.
Apostrophe D, right?
No apostrophe, but.
I think I've used, is that the one where you have pictures of like profiles and you kind of like the way you view them is you swipe and it has some info on them,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to another picture.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can like not show their photo.
Yeah.
And you scroll up and then there's another, like the same thing,
mm-hmm.
profile and
something like that. Yeah.
It's like a demon, like a bunch of demons and stuff.
It might be different since when you used it. When did you use it last, you think?
Like 3 or 4 months ago. But it could be a different app. When you open it, do like diamonds, demons like
no
pop up? No, it could be a different app.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway.
Sorry.
It was back to our story. So our gentleman, our lovely main character, Antonio, was meeting a woman at a restaurant where they were going to have dinner and drinks and get to know each other a bit.
Nice.
Hi, how are you, Antonio?
She doesn't talk like that at all.
I bet she does.
No, anyway, I'm not going to do the
whole
thing.
No proof.
I'm not going to do the whole thing, all right? We'll wait till we make it a Broadway play.
I need inspiration for a reel.
So,
damn, this didn't hit. Oh, man.
So we get there and we eat, we drink, whatever. I think I had 2 glasses of wine, maybe 3. I don't remember.
You had 3.
Maybe 3. And I spent more money than I really wanted to, if I'm being honest. It was it was a lot of money. I didn't realize.
Why? Because you went to the restaurant that's expensive? Or she bought a lot of stuff?
No. The place was a little pricey.
You paid?
Huh? Yeah, I did. As a gentleman.
Should you?
There you go.
Can we talk about that real quick?
I don't know.
I've had dates where it wasn't like I'm trying to court somebody.
Yeah.
It was very clear. We're just like friends hooking up.
Right.
And she paid for her meal.
Well, I'm pretty sure she bought all the drinks after because we went to 2 or 3 different bars. Something like
that. She died.
It's still going though, right? Like the camera itself?
The camera itself, yeah. So let me record so I can mix that shit.
Nice. We'll be back. Damn bones. Balls. Bum, 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 balls. They chop.
The trust that you're
off,
good.
Off my balls. Dun, 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 dun.
That's called.
Sliced off my balls.
What is that called? Dun, 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 dun. When your pee burns, I've never had it, so.
Herpes?
Yes.
You're fast forwarding in the story. Oh, so listen. That's funny you brought that up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta listen.
It did us?
Right? Let me tell the story.
I'm gonna shut up for the next 5 minutes.
Let me tell the story, guys.
Yeah.
So we leave that place. She's like, all right, let's go to this other place. This bar is cool. So we go there, and I had two drinks and she had two drinks. And then we took an Uber from there to a place near my neighborhood. Had another couple drinks there. I was drinking whiskey.
Oh, shit.
And then we get an Uber from that place to my place. And it's like 3 a.m. So now it's beautiful Christmas Eve. The dawn of Christmas Eve. We've been up late enough into our story where we've gone from the eve of Christmas Eve to the beautiful Christmas Eve. And now it's about 2:40 a.m. And our two lovebirds are in an Uber. So we get back to my house, and the car ride was like unnecessary. Like if I was alone, it would have been a 15-minute walk, right? So it was already stupid.
Yeah.
As soon as we get in my apartment, this is where the fun happens. As soon as we get in my apartment, I check my jacket. Now, mind you, we're both really drunk. I check my jacket, and I'm like, fuck, I don't have my wallet. God damn it. What am I going to do? So she calls my phone. He picks up.
Oh, yeah.
And says, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. I'm already on another ride. I'm not coming back. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not coming back? I need my phone. It's my phone. I'm going back and forth with this guy. It's late. It's fucking, there's a lady here in my bed. I'm, you know, he's like, I'm not coming back. Bop, 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 bop. He hangs up. I got no phone. All right. What do I do now? The obvious. So we're in the bed. We're doing the fucking, you know, the stuff.
Hell yeah.
The beginning of the stuff. All right.
The kissing and book reading.
Yes. Yeah. The puzzles. We're doing the puzzles.
Yes.
We're doing the puzzles. All right.
Yes. And, finding the piece.
Yeah.
The
yeah, fits. Yeah.
Yeah.
The right piece. So when she's done blowing me, I.
Jesus.
Oh God!
She did what? What do you mean when you finished the puzzle?
That's right.
Meow.
She stops and she goes, "All right. So before we do this, I should tell you that I have herpes." And I was like, "So, but then, so in that moment, right?" That moment, there's a moment, there was a minute
yeah.
of us talking for a second, because I was obviously taken aback.
Of course.
Right? I'm like, what? What? Herpes. And that's when my dick turned into the inflatable tube man. And went to nap. Yeah. His Antonio's dick began to flow in the wind. It began to flow in the wind.
Oh my God, dude.
Like the branches of an evergreen Christmas tree. Yeah,
but softer.
Yeah, exactly. So
oh,
so
no.
Anyway. So I'm like, all right. And in that minute, the amount of time that it takes, the amount of real mental contemplation that it takes to make the right decision in that yeah. moment takes longer than a minute.
Right? Whoa.
You need more time. But she said to me, she goes, I take a pill every day and it really doesn't affect anybody unless I'm having a flare up.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, let's do it anyway.
Oh.
But
yep.
within that time, mm-hmm. that was enough time for the whiskey dick to set in. Amongst the whole you have herpes.
Of course.
Information. Like I,
that doesn't help.
She convinced me, like I still would have done it if, you know, if it was working, but I don't know. I'm not stressing about that.
what would you rate her?
I'm not going to do that. We'll talk about that later.
Gotcha.
Anyway, lovely girl. Nice person.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Fantastic lady.
Boo.
Anyway. I wake up the next morning. The story's not over.
Oh.
Wake up the next morning. And now I'm not drunk and I'm not blinded by the allure of pussy. And now I'm like, fuck, where's my phone? And it's like 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, I forgot. Yep.
It was like 3 a.m. when we fell asleep and I woke up at 7:30.
Oh,
stuffy nose.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Where's my phone?
Did you wake up with morning wood?
Yeah, I think so.
Beautiful.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? That's, I remember that.
You know. Only you can prevent morning wood.
Yeah, that's what Smokey the Bear always said. So I wake up immediately and I'm like, fuck, where's my phone? And I knew that I left it in the Uber. I knew it. I knew that that whole thing happened. So I called from her phone and he didn't answer. Called twice. It rang. It didn't answer. So I checked on my laptop. I tracked my phone and he charged me. He was charging my phone.
Oh, he was. That's nice.
But I couldn't get in touch with him.
Yep.
Like I'm texting Uber because there's no number or anything. You got to talk to the people online.
Mm.
So I'm on like an Uber chat. I'm going fucking ballistic, dude. She leaves all day for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm just going back and forth with Uber people because this guy, they're not able to get in touch with him. My brother called and he said, I'm bringing this phone to the Uber building. And he just hung up. But the Uber building, it was Christmas Eve. They're not open Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to get in touch with Uber. I'm ready to call the police. This guy has my phone. Why is this guy not giving me my phone back? He's not answering Uber. They're leaving him messages. Fucking whatever. I'm like, this guy is stealing my phone. And it was like a drug. It goes back to what you were saying before. And I felt that Christmas Eve, I was like on withdrawals. It was crazy because I literally at like 6 o'clock, I was like, fuck this. And I, my phone was in a very particular area for a little while in Queens. Mm. And I was like, fuck this. And I wrote down the directions to get there on a note card.
Sweet. Here
like
we
an
go.
Assassin. I followed them. I didn't have no headphones, no nothing. I just sat there on the train staring out the fucking window. And I went all the way to this neighborhood, Little Guyana. And it's just Indian food and
you never been before?
No, I never been before. Somewhere in Queens. And I went to this guy's apartment pretty much. Like I went to this guy's place.
That's when he was charging the phone, huh?
He wasn't there. He wasn't there by the time I got there because I had my laptop. I could only see it. Like if I didn't have Wi-Fi, I couldn't see it.
And it gives you exact location, at least.
Yeah, if it's charging. Eventually, he shut it off, and the location updates aren't as frequent and I guess accurate.
Oh shit! But so still updates even if it's off.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was sitting in an Indian restaurant right down the street from his house.
Look at this! The last laptop, thing you'd expect
on my fucking laptop.
Oh my god!
I was going to places. I'm like, you guys got Wi-Fi? No, we don't. Oh, sorry. And I would just leave.
Oh, of course not.
And I found some place, and I'm like, I sat there for like an hour, 2 hours. I ate whatever, got up and left. I went back around his neighborhood to find his car, and then I went to a Dunkin' Donuts down the street. Sat there till they closed. Took one more trip to the. It was in a different area, and it was there for a little bit. So I'm like, I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there either. And
it was off and it wasn't updated.
Pretty much.
Ugh.
So from there, I kind of just said, fuck it. I rolled up a blunt. I walked. This was my Christmas Eve, guys. This is what I did on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
After a night of, the night before was spending lots of money. Almost, the whiskey dick kind of saved my, you know, saved me a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it. But I didn't get to have sex, so that blows.
Does blow. That's all it does.
And I lost my phone to some fucking guy that just wanted to be super difficult. So by this point, it's like 10:30 at night. I just want to get on the fucking bus, smoke this blunt, get on the train, go fucking home and whatever. And, I go up to the train. And they're cleaning the train platform. And the next train isn't for like 30 minutes. So I just had to sit there. Just sit there and stew with what has happened in the past few, in the past 24 hours, what has gone down. And I sat there and then I got on the train and then I got back home And I got off the train, and there was a homeless lady, a very nice one that I've met. Not homeless. I think she's just poor. She lives in like government assisted housing.
Right.
And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, hi. I've met her before. And she's really nice. She's like, I'm nice. And I'm like, I know who you are. And she's like, I just want $3 to get some chicken. And I'm like, sorry, I don't have any. And that was Christmas Eve. That was my beautiful Christmas Eve story.
What a beautiful ending.
And I woke up the next day still with no phone. I had to go to Port Authority, buy a physical ticket to get on the bus, and then I just came here for Christmas.
Oh, man.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
It's look funny, because when it was going on, I was like, this is going to be one of the ones that you remember.
Oh, for sure.
This is one of the Christmases.
Kind of, you know, yeah. When you get your phone back and yeah. a couple years have passed, this will be a fun one.
That's good. What's better than stories?
Yeah, and it will definitely make a good bit.
People suck in the sense that they don't want to make cool stories.
Yeah, I find the ones that you control the least are sometimes the most fun ones.
Yeah.
I like just...
spur of the moment craziness. What's
better? Yeah. Stuff you did not plan for.
Yeah.
They're stressful in the moment. I mean, it's good that you had nothing else to do during that day, unless you did.
I mean, I was planning on surprising my family. They didn't think I was going to be here for Christmas Eve. I was planning on leaving a little early.
Yeah.
But
it's good that you at least didn't have to work or do anything immediately, because you were able to at least spend some time trying to find your phone.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I wasn't going to, you know, beat that guy up or anything.
No, I didn't get that feeling.
No, I was just going to scare him, call him a bitch, shake him around, you know.
Nightmare.
Give him my fucking phone and then, like, flinch at him, faint at him.
And the phone just pops out of his pocket.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Buddy.
Yeah, and he just drives away
waddles
slowly.
Away.
Yeah, waddles. Oh no.
And then you fucking catch it, light up a cigarette, put your sunglasses on.
I wear my sunglasses at night. So I can
get my phone right back.
Fuck your sister.
It always ends with fucking my sister.
I've always wanted to. How long have we been going?
She's been waiting, but you don't reply to her text.
How long do you think we've been going?
I'll tell you right now. It?
It's 7 o'clock.
58 minutes, 55.
Oh, 56. Nice. We're almost done.
Yep.
So.
Son of a bitch, man. Well.
Do you still look at the new year as a thing? Like, do you look at it like, this is a reset button. This is going to be good. Are you ready? Look at the numbers. They're different.
Yeah. No. I don't. And I do, though.
Yeah.
I don't in the way that I know that it doesn't do anything. Because it's like some tactic that does not work with who I am. It might work for some people. There's a small margin of people that it works for. But for the majority, it just doesn't work that way. I have to set new habits. So for me, it's like... January, I get to set some new habits. So at least, like, what I want to do is before the New Year's, I want to not have to work so much in Uber. And every week, right, like, I work and then I'm behind on my finances because I don't work enough Uber because I didn't meet my quota. And then I save it for the next week. Oh, next week I'll just work harder. So at least in that sense, yeah, like, for 2024, I want to start a lot off on, like, a cleaner slate. So
you want to get jump on that shit.
Yeah. So I won't have to work as much, but that's something that you should, for me, it's just constantly working on something. It's not like, it's a new year. I'm not like fond of time.
Sure.
Like, I don't like time as an idea that much. I mean, it does help me in a lot of ways, but the idea of time, I just like to think of like nature and in that terms, like just live.
Yeah.
But I know that it helps with like coordinating things with people.
It helps in the sense of progress.
It does.
If you want to get things made in production and progress.
Definitely.
Which is, I think, kind of what humans are probably built for.
Yeah, that's how it's gotten us here.
At least, you know. Because if we didn't evolve the same way as other animals, right? We evolved at being able to make things that helped us.
Yeah.
They didn't really make, I mean, animals, they, I don't know, they don't make things, if that makes sense.
No, I get, like, I get what you're saying.
They can make a home for themselves, but they don't make tools. They don't make any of that shit.
No, but we're not.
They don't have sneakers. They don't have cool sneakers.
No, cool hell colors. No. You ain't got the Jordan 3s.
They don't have
Air TVs. Jordan 3s. Nah, man, what are you going to watch? You're fucking bored staring at the sea.
Look at you fucking bored. I got a, what are you, a deer running away from predators all day?
Oh, that's exciting to you? Yeah I'm sure, buddy.
Look
yeah,
at this.
We'll find something else to do.
Look at this.
Boo.
This is America's Got Talent. Watch this.
Yeah, what, you want to see this?
This is entertainment.
Yeah. Did you know that they had 600 artists and only 10 get selected?
You never watch Friends.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Bears don't watch Friends.
Yeah, wait till you watch this. Wait till you watch that's Breaking
probably
Bad.
Why, that's probably why the animals are so angry sometimes.
What?
They don't get to watch TV.
Probably.
If they got to watch some nice TV. What do you think? What do you think animals would like to watch? Like a bear would watch other bears?
I think a bear would like to watch like polar bears. Like, oh shit, that's like our white version of us.
Yeah.
Like things that they would probably, and then they just probably just want to like see where fish are at.
Yeah.
Just to know where they're at. Like, oh, there's fish in Scandinavia.
Not many other animals seek entertainment.
Actually, no.
I don't think so.
It's funny. They all have the same amount of time as we do, yeah. Like 24 hours in a day.
But they have no concept of it.
No, they don't. They don't like, they don't, they still find a way to fill their time. And they still, they've lived, there's animals that have lived far beyond our, like, our existence here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, how the fuck did you find all that time to
time to doesn't kill? Exist, only clocks.
Exactly. Clocks.
Only yeah, clocks.
That's very true.
Some guy in a factory was like, we need a start time and an end time. Pweep, big whistle. Come on, get in here.
Yeah.
Everyone works. What time is it?
Join.
Well, the little hand's on the fucking 6 and the big hand's on the 12, so.
And my big hand's on your nuts.
That's right. Get to work. If you don't work, the lighter you work, the harder I squeeze your balls.
Come on, you're running out of time.
I'm working in a factory and they're squeezing my balls. I wish.
Stop pulling my balls.
I wish the concept of time was never invented. Because then I wouldn't be losing my balls.
Balls. What was I going to say? I was going to say something like I thought was like deep or something.
Deep. Like your sister's
oh,
ass.
Yeah. Hey. Not that I know. So
we grew up together.
I'm starting to learn a little bit about mammals.
Mammals.
And how humans, all mammals, yeah. Pretty much, are possibly going to be extinct 250 million years from now. So
we're good.
How's that for purpose?
We're pretty good. 250 million. I wonder what the human's going to look like in 250 million years.
No, it won't exist. Like,
well, before that, 240 million.
Oh, right, because they'll evolve into something that we won't even recognize.
I wonder.
We'll be like, oh, my God, that's a human?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God, you look so cute.
Yeah.
Always, right? Because a newborn. Oh, my God.
Fucking newborns are hideous. They all look like each other.
But they won't even resemble a human.
They all look the same. Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder, yeah. That it won't even we won't even be around. There's gonna be another supercontinent, just one big. So the continents, you know, how they split a long time ago. Well,
Pangaea.
Yeah, they're going to come back together eventually, really. Form one giant subcontinent. I mean, one giant continent, and it's gonna be towards the equator.
Ooh.
That means it's gonna be really fucking hot. So it's not, it's going to be condense. So hot on a regular day.
Yeah.
It's going to be 104 degrees. And it's not.
You think it'll be more mountainous from everything condensing?
Yeah, I wonder.
The peaks. Everybody lives higher.
Something like that. Well, all I know is that Dominican Republic is going to be gone.
Nice.
I saw the map of it. It's just going to.
Thank God.
How's that? Yeah. I'm like, my Dominican pride doesn't matter.
It's just playing bachata music as it shrinks. Everyone goes out dancing.
Yeah, we'll dance the night away.
Why not? It's the best way to do it.
Oh.
And that's what I want you people to do as we wrap up this episode. We wrap up this year. Holy shit.
Go out
dancing. Kill yourself while you dance.
Drink your troubles away.
That's right.
And inject your new confidence into your 2024. Vein. Yeah.
Into your veins. Sit on the toilet. Tie up. Use an already used needle and shoot your goals right into your vein.
Yeah, just make sure you have somewhere soft to land.
That's right.
You don't want to hit your head on the wall or anything as you collapse.
Here's to 2024, to new highs and new lows.
Very new lows.
Real low.
So low, you don't know where to go.
That's right. And on that, thank you so much, Raph, for doing it one more time. Next time you got to come to New York.
Yeah, I will.
New York.
Actually,
fucking meet Billy.
I'm going from the 5th to the 7th.
Of January?
Yeah.
Nice. What days are those? Is that like middle of the week? Oh, it's a weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. We'll see. So, we'll see. Maybe we can.
Now that you mention it, buddy.
We can slide it in somewhere.
Oh, speaking of sliding in. So you're not going to meet that girl again?
Oof. I don't know.
You said we'll come back to that. I asked. You rate her and you're like, we'll come back to that. Did you ever?
Yeah, we'd come back to it when we're not on the air anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
Oops. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.